Every victory begins with the report of the Lord. What has God said? What does he say to you? What does he say in the word? And allowing that word to saturate our being, embracing that word, soaking ourselves in that word, and stepping forward if there's any command in that word, like send the priests into the water with the Ark of the Covenant, stepping forth in obedience to the word that you've heard. It won't help if you heard it and you had revelation of it, but you didn't do it. You know, I've been thinking that I needed some lemon bread. I don't bake anything because I can only have one piece, and I have to find somebody to give it to. My family loves me. And I've been thinking for days, my, that'd be good, wouldn't it? Lemon bread. And Sunday night, I said to Wayne, it's about 11:15. I was going to bake lemon bread. Now, you know how much lemon bread we had? None. You know how much that report did us? The fact that we had a goal, a desire? No good at all, because nobody acted. You've got to hear. So do you believe the report? You've got to hear, you've got to believe, and then you've got to act accordingly. We got to get those priests in the water. Now, he's going to give specific directions about Jericho. Verse 2, and the Lord said, and the Lord said. Now, you don't have to hear an audible voice. You might. Probably won't. You can hear an inward voice. You can just read it in the scripture and know what God has said to you in his word and what he says to you by the Spirit. Say, I believe that. I believe he sent his word to heal me. I believe no weapon formed against me prospers. One man on television, Wayne's still flipping the channels, he said, you wouldn't need faith if there was no reason to doubt. I loved that. And you know what causes doubt? My physical sense is what I see, how it appears to me. What happened last time we tried this, you know? You ever done that? But he said, just believe what God said. Take God at his word. Believe what God said. See, and when I believe the report of the Lord, then the power of God is going to manifest. And if I believe the report of the Lord, I won't be filled with thanksgiving and praise. There may be 1 million, 1-2 million, I don't know, I doubt it, who gets an engagement ring and thinks, my, I got my fingers crossed that this, you know, this happens. They believe. They start making plans. They start looking for things and buying things and making reservations. They believe. Their actions based on what was said, will you marry me? They believed that. See, and God said, the Lord said, I have given into thy hand Jericho. That's in the past tense. They hadn't even been in the city. They hadn't been anywhere. I have given Jericho. And the king and the mighty men of valor. And then he gives them specific instructions. You shall compass the city, all ye men of war, and go around about the city. Thus shalt thou do 6 days. One time around the city for 6 days. Then on the 7 days, the 7 priests shall bear before the ark 7 trumpets. What goes first? The trumpets. What goes first? Trumpets. The trumpets.
Yes.
Of ram's horn. They won't sound like trumpets, believe me. And the 7th day you shall compass the city 7 times. And the priests shall blow with the trumpets. And it shall come to pass that when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, when you hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall shall fall down flat, and the people shall ascend up every man straight before him. Now, historically, the walls, and I forget, should have fallen inward, and they fell outward. They fell in the opposite direction just because God likes to show off. But you're not going to push those walls down. This is not a picket fence. Do you know anything about the walls of Jericho? They ran 2 chariots. Side by side on the top of those walls. And they built houses on those walls. And Rahab the harlot, who saved the first spies that went in to spy out the land, lived on that wall. Her house was on that wall. And he said, you shout at it and it'll fall down. It won't fall down the first day. Don't shout. He told him, don't say a word till the 7th day. It won't fall the 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th day. The 7th day, 7 times around, it's not going to fall if you just go around once. See, we have specific instructions from the Spirit of the Lord. So if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, you will be saved. We have specific instructions to follow and to trust God, to believe that report and to act on that report. So they're going to do that because God has spoken. And in verse 13, where it tells you they went around one time, blew with a trumpet. Verse 14, the second day they compassed the city once, they did the same thing. And the fifth day they went around seven times. Verse 16, it came to pass the seventh time when the priests blew with the trumpets, Joshua said to the people, shout, for the Lord hath given you the city. Shout. They shouted when the walls were standing. They didn't shout because the walls were on the ground. They didn't shout because they see they had entrance into the city. They didn't shout because they could see with their eyes a pathway to conquer the city. They shouted because God said, if you shout at that wall, it will fall. On the seventh day, on the seventh round around, it will fall. That's why they shouted. They believed the report. They believed what God had said. Thus saith the Lord.